WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic at large Laurie Stone offers her take on the popular new movie Broadcast News. The story is about a modern romantic triangle. Laurie measures all sides and says one of them comes up short.
Everybody's telling you to see Broadcast News, and you should. The actors are pros, and it's one of those movies that hits nerves. It's being promoted as good for women, and it is, up to a point. Holly Hunter plays Jane, a smart 30-ish TV news producer. Albert Brooks is Aaron, a smart 30-ish reporter. They rail against know-nothing anchors in entertainment spots. Sparks flicker between them, but neither is eager to escalate to heavy breathing. Enter Tom, played by William Hurt, a sportscaster promoted to anchor, whose amiableness and grace attract Jane. And as soon as he becomes a competitor, Aaron's desire for Jane stiffens to a resolve. The character's ambivalence is real and fresh. So is the gutsy, authoritative way Jane does her job. She knows her worth so simply and thoroughly she doesn't need approval. By providing this original portrayal, Broadcast News promises an unprecedented equanimity with women's success and independence. Then it retreats. We're meant to trust Jane's ethics. We're meant to see Tom as a male bimbo. And we're meant to see Aaron as Jane's ally. In fact, Jane and Aaron have shaky ethics. 15 minutes into the movie, they concoct a pro-Contra story that not only lacks hard news value, the Contras get American supplies, including new shoes, but with its treacly text, comes off like PR for the State Department. At the same time, when the high-minded duo discover that Tom faked tears during a piece on date rape, they treat the incident like a rape of truth itself and as ineluctable proof of Tom's corruption. In fact, Aaron is a slime to Jane. He tells her about the fake tears just as she's about to leave on a vacation with Tom. And in fact, Tom is neither so corrupt. The date rape story is his idea and is moving, nor is he such a dummy. When Jane says she can't go with him because of what she's discovered, he responds, "Why can't we disagree, talk about it, and still go away?" And you think, yeah, why not? It's because the movie doesn't want Jane to have pleasure. I can't think of a film so sensually depriving of its purportedly beloved heroine. William Hurt is used as an endless tease. All of Jane's decisions are calculated to keep her starved. Not only does she go entirely without sex in this movie, she doesn't even get to eat. In a movie that was really on her side, she would have seen Aaron for the sexist he is, a man hell-bent on his duel with another man and determined to divert his mouse from her cheese. Here, instead, she stays buddies with him, and at the end of the movie, the guys wind up with women. Aaron even has a bubbly little son, and Jane has, well, a short-term maybe boyfriend. Broadcast News isn't openly vicious the way Fatal Attraction is. There, sex is sadistically pulled out from under the charged-up woman. It's not vicious like Baby Boom and Overboard, where hunks are provided for women who become contented homemakers and moms. Broadcast News punishes Jane not by denying her courage and conviction, but by making her turn her conviction on false issues and use her courage to forfeit pleasure. Then it croaks, "Right on, sister." Little wonder. James Brooks, who directed Terms of Endearment and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, specializes in young women who get screwed without getting laid. Brooks likes his girls self-sacrificing, and although here one is promoted to a snappy feminist, she isn't packaged by a feminist, just tied up.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.